frequency. This is VL7ATA Portable in Berlin.
Hi, good morning. This is VK3 Echo. VK3XDE, name this way at all.
VK3XDA, VL7ATA Portable. Oh, very good morning, or good evening in your case. My name is Frank, just riding on a push bike through the repeater, or near the repeater here in Berlin, and newbie here on DMR. I read that there is a VK repeater, and I try out, and, well, success on the first call. I didn't got your name exactly, so please repeat your name. This is DL7ATA Portable. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger. Frank, my name is Paul. My name is Paul, located in Melbourne, Australia. We've had the repeater up and running a while, but have yet to make it a wide area type device. It's currently at a secondary location, ready to go on site. I'd be interested to find out where the repeater is in Berlin, whether it's a really good coverage site or not. Over.
Okay, Paul. Melbourne. It was fantastic. That's a really funny event. Walking through the northwest part from Berlin, near the airport Tegel, with a handheld and talking on a digital mode into Melbourne, to Australia. That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm trying to find out the coverage of the Berlin repeater, where I live. That's not so far. It's well, 5 kilometers from the repeater, but it's not a very good location because there's a high building between me and the repeater. But coming closer and closer to the repeater now here, it's working fine. We're using low power on the DPR 3600, and it seems to be working okay, Paul. Yeah, fantastic. So, right back to Melbourne. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, I'm using a Motorola mobile as the device here. It was just a surplus to requirement type device that we grabbed it and fired it up just to see how well the whole system worked. I was quite impressed how easy it was to get it up and running into a network. The guys in the US are putting a lot of work into increasing the network capacity. To put a few more repeaters on, we obviously hit the limit fairly quickly. I noticed a lot of the German amateurs have been using other brands of radio. What sort of, is yours AM or a different brand? Over.
Well, to be honest, my experience is very less in the moment because I got this Motorola handheld for, I think, 10 days or 2 weeks or less. And what I heard about is that there is a lot of Motorola equipment here in Germany, but I don't have any statistics or a really good feeling. So maybe some of my friends know a bit more about it. I don't know in the moment. I think Motorola is like this here, the DPR 3600. And the mobile pendant seems to be very common here in Germany, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. I think the other manufacturers are just starting to push it. Having seen the advantages of the system, comparing it, say, to a P25, the audio is definitely a lot better than the P25 systems. So I can see why people are moving. And it's relatively inexpensive, you know, where you compare with other things, with controllers and all the rest. Whereas this system, currently, we just plug a LAN cable in the back of the repeater, hook it up, and away you go. It's quite a good, neat little system. You should hear quite a few people on this weekend with Dayton. The guys have a system up and running over there. It's currently, it's off air at the moment. They've got a battery link out to the vehicle where the repeater is. And they've turned the link off overnight. But once I get back, wake up and get out there, we should...
Yeah, I heard about it, and I think I heard some guys yesterday evening, Berlin local time, so yeah, I must be very busy at Dayton. Paul, I think I will better close down, because now I'm going to a very busy street, and I won't get into touch with a bus or a truck, so... I think I better leave you now. Thanks a lot for coming back. Hope to stay in touch with you, and
Well, enjoy the weekend. 73 from Berlin Tegel, the CL780A portable, and not switching off, but I think I better use two arms on my push bike now.
Yeah, I have this sort of vision of you riding along with talking into a radio and smashing into something. Okay, I'll let you go. Nice to catch up with you. Hopefully, I'll hear you again. VK3XDE, listening.
Okay, Paul, 73, GL780A in Berlin. Fine.
Digi6, DBV Mobil, D-Lines, DCT Mobil.
Good morning, Dayton. And 0FPE, Arizona.
Boy, I thought I was the only crazy person that got up this early, and I'm at work in Long Beach, W6BNS.
Well, I'm not at work. But I got up just because out here in AZ to enjoy the cool morning before it gets hot.
Yeah, I've been working a lot of overtime here at Boeing, so here I am, 3:30 in the morning starting work, and I'll probably work till 11 or 12.
My. Well, I guess that's a good thing, though. If people are getting to work, that's a good thing. For so long, nobody got anything, so it's got to take it while we got it. Besides, everybody knows the world's going to end today anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I'm really nervous.
Yeah, I'm pretty worried about it myself. I think I'll go get breakfast after a while. And I'm so afraid of it.
Yeah, I can see you're really upset. I think I'll just go have me some oatmeal and a cup of coffee here in a couple of minutes.
Well, I've got one of the live streaming webcams up here that's on in Dayton, and they're starting to move. It's getting to be daylight up there.
Oh, yeah? I'll have to check that out today, because, well, I'm kind of busy, though. I should, you know, they're paying me a lot of money to be here at work, so I should be working. Anyway, I'll let you go. You have a great day, and maybe I'll talk to you again. And by the way, my name's Bob. So you have a good day and enjoy breakfast. W6BNS. I'll be listening all day.
Okay, Bob. The name here is Dan, and we're out here in Chandler, Arizona. And we'll probably be listening on and off all day, too. So, yeah, W5KUB's got a live cam from out in the flea market, and then they'll be walking around with a handy cam inside the center. All live today and tomorrow. See you later. And there I be.
Is that link on the DMARC website?
No, it's not. If you just look up W5KUB, it takes you right there. He's been doing it for years. It's gotten better and better every year, so they'll be there. There is a link of some sort to one of the contest things, but they've got hardware problems. They haven't been live since yesterday afternoon.
Just do a link on Google for the call sign?
Yep. Just Google W5KUB, and it'll come right up.
Alrighty then, I'll do that a little later. W6BNS, have a great one.
See you later, and 0FE.
Good morning, Bob.
My old buddy Dave, how are you? You heading to work?
No, I'm actually headed to the Ham Fest. And heard you in there, but I know you're at work, so I just wanted to say good morning to you, bro.
Oh, yes, I'm here at work. I had a total of 60 hours on my last paycheck, and I'll probably have similar to that on this check in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
So what Ham Fest are you going to?
Well, I'm out here at Dayton. We're just leaving a hotel. We had dinner with Paul last night. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, you did? So what time is it there? 7? 6?
It's almost 7. 6:50. Almost 7. We're only like 10 minutes or so away from the Ham Fest where our hotel is.
So how is it? Is it crowded, or what's going on?
It's pretty cool. You gotta come one year. You gotta come one year, Bob.
I certainly plan to go someday. Don't know when. Anyway, hey, say hello to the gang out there, and hey, it was good hearing you. Have fun today. So you heading back home tonight, I guess, or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be headed back home tomorrow. It's about a 7-hour drive for me, so I'll be headed back home, see some family, and Columbus before I head back, and be time to head back to work on Tuesday.
All righty, Stan. Like I said, say hi to the gang out there, and we'll be listening all morning while I'm here at work. So have a good one. Enjoy breakfast or whatever you're going to do, and we'll talk to you again. W6BNS.
All right, Bob. We'll talk to you. Have a good day at work there, and hit us up when you're on your way home when you get some time. KB3NCE.
All right, buddy. Take care. W6BNS. Hey, while you're out there, do you know if they're going to have the net today or not?
Well, they said they were. They sent an email out, so I'm assuming somebody should, but I'll have my radio on, so hopefully we will.
All righty. Talk to you later. W6BNS.
KB3NZE.
N9EP.
November 9, Echo, Papa. WB8HMD Mobile 8, Dayton.
Oh, good morning, Jim. WB8 Homemade Donuts, N9EP. You're ready to start your HamFest fun?
We're en route. We just went past the fish mailbox.
Yeah.
And we're getting comments from the rear seat passenger area.
Sounds like you guys had a great one yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good time had by all. Great weather. It's supposed to be nice again today. No rain until after midnight.
Outstanding. What's not to like? All right, well, you guys have a blast. And I'm thinking the photo session at noon is going to be well attended with all the buzz about turbo and everything. Maybe pull some people out of the weeds, but that should be pretty good.
Yeah, we're all waiting with anticipation for the 12 o'clock high for us and 11:45 for anybody with JK in their call sign.
Oh, I heard you guys busting them yesterday. What do they call that? Chronologically challenged?
Yeah, that's a good first start.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not going to tie it up here. I was just fooling around and glad to hear you this morning. I hope you guys have a blast. WB at HMD and 9EP.
Okay, offline, I'll tell you a story about the booth inside 9EP. We'll see you later, WB at HMD Mobile 8 Dayton.
Sounds good, Jim. You guys have fun. We'll see you later in 9EP.
AA9VI, WB8HMD, Mobile 8, Dayton.
AA9VI, N8OUZ.
K9OUZ, we were looking for Mike. I don't think he's up and around yet.
Yeah, I hope he makes it in before they shut the gate.
Yeah, roger that. Another call, AA9VI, are you awake this morning, Mike? Grounds.
He might be stuck on 75, he goes that way. I'll give him a call. Yeah, WAHMD, N8OUZ. He's over at Little York Road yet. There sounds like they're just leaving. N8OUZ.
N8OUZ, thanks, WBHMD Mobile.
AA9VI Mobile.
He finally found the no and foo switch, WBHMD.
Yeah, I stashed my mic and stuff, so I didn't look like I wanted to get ripped off at night. I don't know the neighborhood.
A9VI, K9QI. I think you park off-site, I think, don't you? But whether you do or don't, can you bring that shirt in?
Oh, yeah. No problem. I've got everything.
There's probably a comeback to that. Hey, there were some guys talking about having the net on here today. Are they going to do that? And we want to leave this machine on the net while it's happening?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea to have the net as usual, and I've got a guy that's going to be taking some pictures. He's got a camera doing some DVDs type stuff, and I might be tied up a little bit at the time, but there's plenty of other people to do net control, and it would be a good demo.
Okay, we'll just have to let people know to use slot 2 or something. Yeah, ignore the traffic. Use slot 2 or something local here for their ham festering activities.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been advocating. Local chit-chat on slot 2, and slot 1 obviously is the WAN, and you can use it as a calling channel, sort of.
Yeah, except somebody programmed our radios wrong, so we don't have slot 2 that works.
That's all right. We'll fix that. We've got programming cables and everything else. Just bring them in.
I bring them by on Monday or something?
Yeah. Alrighty. You guys managed to get up, and I feel much better after sleeping in an extra half hour and going to bed a little earlier. So, we'll see what happens tonight.
Lightweight. You didn't stay up till 3 drinking? What's wrong with you?
It's been a while, Greg. It's almost been since college.
Well, I got 20 years on you, and I haven't forgotten how. I was asleep by 10:30.
Yeah, was that on your own accord, or just from drowsiness from whatever you had?
It was from sheer boredom from the handfest.
Yeah, so I gotta find Jim, and we can get him on video and ask him questions about what the ICOM guy was asking him. That would be interesting, and I don't know if you want to be part of this thing and explain what's going on at Moffitt or anything like that. I mean, it's your call how much exposure you want.
Well, send the guy out to the truck. I'd like to get some shots out here at the truck, and we'll tell him at that point we can get some of the stuff about Moffitt Air Force Base and Carnegie Mellon on here. Hopefully they're going to be online this morning. I think Bruce is on his way out there. So, all right, well, we're back into the slot in the lot, as one bozo we know would say, and we're going to make sure everything's running. A9VI, K9QI. See you in a bit.
Okay. Hey, can you ask Jim to stop by maybe about maybe 9:30-ish? Because I want to get him out on that video. Unless we just get him out by the truck, I don't care. He's helped out, and I want to capture what he's experienced.
WB8HMD here. Okay. You know, he really didn't ask any questions. He just took 3 or 4 pictures, and that was about it.
Oh, really? That's all right. We got a picture of him.
Okay, we're here, and we're got to start setting up. So we'll see you a little later. I'll pop in around 9. WB8HMD Mobile 8 at the Fest.
Okay. We'll see you guys in a while. I don't know if you want to come in and get those radios programmed to the booth. That might be easiest, unless you have a laptop out there, because I've got programming cables, so I'll be there in 15 minutes, wherever I'm on this Dog Lake Road.
QSL WB8HMD Mobile 8.
Good morning, USA. This is Germany, DF2 Easy Radio Mobile.
Good morning, Walter from A9VI.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. How are you today?
Just waking up. But we'll be at Dayton in another 5 or 10 minutes. And I don't know if Andy told you, but I got your email, and it's been very busy with preparation for Dayton, and got a design review next week. So as soon as I get that out of the way, then hopefully I'll be able to help you with your request.
No problem, Mike. No problem. Now we have 1:15 in Germany. Afternoon, and we have a wonderful day, a wonderful Saturday. Sun is shining a little more than 20 degrees Celsius, so we will have a nice time today. Okay, I have to do some shopping here, so prepare a barbecue for tonight, and thanks for coming in, and I will be ready today for any test calls or whatever, emo calls, whatever you try. Yes, Mike? My greetings to all of DF2 Easy Radio Mobile.
Okay, Walter, thank you for your help. And we will probably have the net at its usual time today. So if you're available for that, that would be nice also. 73AA9VI.
Okay, goodbye. Hear you later.
AA9VI, W6BNS. Good morning, Mike. This is Bob here at work in Long Beach.
Good morning. The network is working just fine, isn't it?
It sure is. I've been sitting here monitoring it since yesterday, and it seems to be working just great.
Yeah, we had to reboot the canopy a few times, but I think that was it. And I guess we expected it to come back within about a minute, and sometimes it takes, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. But so what? It works pretty well.
Yeah, so are there a lot of Moto Turbo users out there?
Now, there's quite a few, probably more than I anticipated. There's a lot of the crew that hangs out, on the DMR Mark system that were there. And then there were some guys I never even heard of before that showed up. And we had a guy, the first user from France, registered, and he was here and said hello. So So I guess now we're in, what, four countries, I suppose. Or maybe five, I guess, or on a 666. They used to have one in Canada. I don't know where he went, but it's kind of nice to see the expansion.
Wow, that's great. Too bad we can't get somebody from Japan and stuff, places like that.
Yeah, I had a guy from Japan. He came over to the booth, and he thought that Turbo was really neat, and he wondered how he could do that in Germany, or in France, or, see, I'm not even awake, and do that in Japan. And he said he didn't know if it was legal in Japan or something like that. So he said, well, look into it, I guess. And it's a good technology. So there is interest, at least by one guy.
Oh, pretty cool. All right, well, I'm here at work, where I usually am. Yeah, I'm still working tons of overtime. I had over 60 hours on my last check for 2 weeks, and it's going to keep going for a while, it looks like. So I hope you guys have fun. Say hello to the gang over there, including Paul, who's a local out here. And you guys just have fun and be safe out there.
Yeah, definitely. Paul helped us get a GW3 turbo demo up and running yesterday, and I think we'll have that running today. And so have a good one, and feel free to give a shout to anybody. I think they'll be pretty impressed that Los Angeles is connected and Germany and everything else.
Yeah, I'm looking at that live stream that WK or 5KUB has on here. Right now it's pointing at looks like a Penske panel truck of some sort. And there's people walking around. I'm assuming that's a great big parking lot.
Yeah, it sounds like the flea market space. It's definitely a big parking lot, very, very large. And your legs will get tired after walking on it for, you know, you get halfway across it sometimes and you start getting a little tired. But that's what it's there for. Everybody comes to sell their junk, right?
I guess so. All right, well, you have fun. And like I said, say hello to the gang out there for me. Have a good day, W6BNS. I'll be listening.
Okay, take care, AA9VI, and I'll be QRT for the time being.
N7TWW.
Morning, Chris. N7TWW from N9EP. How was day one?
Oh, it was great, Ed. So, when are you supposed to get here?
Oh, you're killing me, man. You're just killing me. Yeah, I just wasn't in the cards this year, but make it happen for next year. So I was talking to old Jim, and he said you guys aren't going to be able to sell anything because he's not going to be there to shill for you.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not here to insult all the customers. I don't know. For some reason, he's insulting all the customers they buy.
Well, I told him I think he was a used car salesman in a former life or something like that.
Yeah, Mark says it's kind of like having Rain Man selling for you.
It's a lot like that. Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, well. You know, and we can even talk about him in front of his back because he's probably got a radio on.
Oh, it had cojones or not.
Oh, doggone. We gave him enough chances. He would have jumped in if he had the radio on. All right. Hey, well, listen, just want to say hello. Glad you guys are having fun, and sounds like the weather's perfect, so go to it. Have a blast. N7TWW and 9EP.
Oh, yeah, the weather has just been unbelievable. You could have walked on with a suntan for sure yesterday. It looks like it's going to be the same way today. It was 61 degrees F, or it is 61 degrees F, and pretty much clear and just a light haze to the east. Other than that, it's one of the better Daytons that I can remember in 20 years.
Oh, that's great, Chris. I hope it holds. We all know there's nothing worse than 15 or 20,000 sneaky wet hams rain, so glad it's holding up for you. All right, let you run, and good selling, good buying. See you later. N7TWW, 9EP.
All right, Ed. Have a good one. We'll be wandering around here on the local turbo channels. So feel free to holler when you want. N7TWW, have a great morning.
Did you find the arena yet, Mike? A9VI, you need to easy.
A9VI testing.
Good morning, Mike. H6KQ.
I think that was Andy. Good morning. Setting up the indoor booth, and I guess everything is working.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Yeah, I've just talked to my friend Will, and probably we will have the next trial today during the afternoon, during your morning. So, how was the day yesterday? I hope it was pretty successful.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. A lot of people did not know about DMR, and now they do. And some interested people trying to expand DMR into new countries and things like that. So it's been informative.
Oh, it sounds great. All right, so have a nice day. I heard you have great weather there, and if you stay at the booth, take it the good way so you don't catch a sunburn, right? Take care. Have a nice day, and say hi to everybody, and 73, DH6, King Queen.
Okay. Hopefully, you'll be able to join us when the net begins. I think it's at 12 noon local time, and I forget what that's about. 6 or 7 your time, whatever we've been having the net at. 73AA9VI.
I'll try to be online. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Mike, AA9VI, WD2HWW.
Hey, good morning, Howie. People are just starting to trickle in and set up their booths, and I guess the general population doesn't come in for a little over an hour.
Hey, how the weather's been good. How's the crowd? How's the turnout at Dayton?
I'd say it's about what it was last year. It's going to be probably really busy today, and we're going to have some humidity and warmer temperatures, and obviously no air conditioning here, so the indoor is going to be pretty nasty, but luckily we're in a place on the indoors where it's a little more open. So there's other parts on the inside that are just awful to be in, but I think it'll be okay. Hopefully they'll turn on some of the ceiling fans and we'll be good to go.
That's the way it is. Got to put up with it. And when are they having a drawing? Tomorrow? They usually, in the arena itself, they usually have a drawing. A couple of companies put up equipment throughout the day. You have drawings. All right. Well, I heard you say that more and more people, I'd like to see some more activity. I'd like to see some more people put up some repeaters in the Northeast. So far, it's only us guys that have put up repeaters. I'd like to see a few more. I keep telling people it's not that expensive. The repeater itself is, it's under $1,800. It's not that expensive, and it's a great package.
Yep, a lot of people are interested in dynamic mix mode, too, if they're not going to go on the network. So, all right, I'm going to set up here and let you be. We'll catch up later. WB2HWWA9VI.
Hello, who's going to run the net? I won't be able to do it today. I'm probably going to be out shopping. I got to do food shopping. But you have a great day, and I'll try to listen from time to time in case you guys need demo. AA9VI, WD2HWW. Good morning.
W2KTU, WB2WAK.
Hello? Hello?
KB2HHU, hello.
Good morning, K9QI. Just testing some radios in the exhibit here.
Okay. Sounds good. All of them sound good. KB2HHU, Long Island, New York. Enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down for a minute here. K9QI.
K9QI, A9VI.
What do you want?
I have your shirt for you. It's like a personally delivered, or you're going to come inside here?
That's a tough question. I'm going to come inside, but it won't be till they open up the doors because I got to pick up a key over at Hyperflex. And I got to go get my I Survived Dayton 2011 shirt, so I'm going to wait till the vendors are open for business.
I got time. I got another hour here, and I'm all set up so I can run it down.
I'll collect it up when I come by, but if you want to come out and get some breakfast or a beer or something, we're all set here.
All right. Well, I'm just going to sit here then and wait then, because I already had breakfast, so I'm good to go. All right. Just waiting for you when you want it.
Want me to bring you a beer?
That may be later.
All right. 73.
All right. Talk later. A9VI.
K9QI. I'd like one. How soon can you make it to Long Beach, California? Not soon enough. Oh, I figured it was worth a shot. W6PNS.
Good morning up there in Dayton. Looks like a nice day out in the flea market in 0FPE in Arizona.
K0BLY and K0BLY and 0GOZ. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Jump over to time slot 2 and 0GOZ.
Okay, K0BLY. WB2TQE,
Mobile, South Florida, listening on the network. Over, over.
Oh, if you stay over one more time, I'll have to come down there and get you. And for BIS Dayton.
Hold on, I'll let you talk to the group. Stand by. Marshall. Marshall, go ahead. They're all listening for you.
Oh, isn't that special? Hey, I'm walking around the fleet here, about 100 feet away from the Motorola trailer where this repeater is located here in the parking lot. This is a very good demonstration of how the network works. It's just like being sitting across the table. N4BIS at the fleet in Dayton, Ohio.
There'll be germs up there.
Marshall, like, Bruce has the areas up there, but, you know, we're all excited the people probably won't be able to find them. But then again, I don't think there are that many redheads up there.
Roger. Oh, well. So, the way this works is it's connected to IP and a network of, looks like about 50 systems right now. With a bridge, there's bridges in the middle of all this, bridging multiple systems together. It works pretty well. Your audio sounds a little funky, so one of the links, the data bandwidth is not too good, so hurting your audio a bit. But otherwise, it's fine. N4BIS Dayton.
Okay, very good. you sound fine. You sound like you're down here. That's pretty neat. All right, everybody's heading to the break fast, so we'll be chowing down. I'll bring the radio inside if you want to say something else later, but I'm still a good 15 minutes away.
All right, I'll be here walking around, N4BI.
Yeah, how late do you get tonight?
Probably leaving here around 11:30, flights at 1.
Local, local. All right. I should be listening just about all day over here. It's pretty good. They definitely fixed the coverage on here. I can get in almost to my house. Almost. Not quite.
Yeah, they resolved their antenna issues and all the rest of the nonsense that goes along with it.
All right, very good. Have fun. It's going to be another 90-degree sunshiny kind of a day here. And the lake has dropped another couple of inches, so it's high and dry. Or should I say the lake is low and dry. WB2TQE.
Okie-do, N4BIF on the wall.
K6EH, KG6VK.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Getting actually an extreme call in the middle of the night. Yeah, work an issue with someone. It's just made not for a good night, but no, that's cool.
Understood. You know what? We picked up some gloves the other year. You interested in some? I found a place that might have something for your work.
Same gloves? Yes, I am really interested.
Okay, this is a different company. It's a little bit different, but these are all white, and they have a fine lining of nitrate on top. Yes, quite a bit. It's towards the entrance near the UPS trailer truck. Get with me later, and I'll point it out to you if you like.
Okay, yeah, Patrick's in the shower right now. So, yeah, I'll give you a holler when I get in the neck of the woods.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I thought you were here. So, okay, cool. Not a problem. We'll let you know. KG6 week out.
No problem. I'll see you. See you there, KG6.
Get out of bed and get going. I thought you would be there already. WH6MGJ. And hello to both of you.
Morning, Ed. Surprise you're awake. We're here. He's not.
I guess we're not there to wake him up earlier. He probably went out drinking last night.
Yeah, those guys went to another state for barbecue, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sort of keeping an eye on you guys moving around here and there. I don't know if you just left your phone in the car someplace else or what.
Yeah, I left one of the phones in the car. I didn't want to carry it around. I just got one. Got my East Coast phone, so if you need to call me on that one.
Okay, well, you find anything interesting there yet?
It's actually pretty interesting this year. I think you guys missed out this year.
Well, you know something? That means it'll be just more interesting next year, you know. Every year's different, so we'll see. Yeah, bring some toys home. Yeah. I know you got a few lined up.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Adam's having a lot of fun. weather is unbelievable. 80 degrees. It's sunny. It's warm already. It's not raining. I can't believe it. It's incredible.
Good, because, you know, the forecast was for rain and the thunderstorms and all that crap, so I'm glad it didn't happen.
Yeah, but like I said, it's incredible this year. It's weather's, it's actually low on the warm side. Everybody's a redneck out here today, so, you know what I mean. It's kind of fun.
I guess you ran into Kevin.
Yeah, he's still in the hotel room, too. He's running late. He was in that other group that went to State Line.
Okay. Well, we'll have lots to talk about when you get back and all that good stuff. So, yeah, Keith didn't make it. He got some work in and decided he'd do the work and earn some money so he can buy his new repeater system.
Okay, sounds good then. All right, it's getting a little noisy where I'm at. So give me a holler if you need anything out here. I can pick it up and send it back to you or bring it back. So whatever you guys decide. But we'll be out here, so you have a good one and enjoy your day as well. KG6VKO.
Alrighty, you take care. WA6MDAL.
WB8FXJ, DH6KQ.
K6EH, W6BNS.
Yeah, sorry about that. Andreas was just calling for his buddy. His buddy's stopped by the booth many a time yesterday, calling for Andreas, but every time he came by and called for Andreas, they couldn't match their meeting on the radio, so I'm going to go ahead and let Andreas get his call out. K6EH.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning. Yeah, already talked to Will on the phone, but he's at that time he was driving towards Dayton and said something about breakfast first, but I wasn't sure at which time he will approach the booth again. So I'll try to be online just beside the homework, and I'm jealously listening, okay?
Yeah, for the first time I saw him crack a picture of you and tell me the story of how you're like a spider on a tower. a very agile one, so that was a cool story he was telling me. All right, K6EH, listening.
K6EH, W6BNS.
Yes, sir?
Good morning, Paul. How are things in Dayton?
Good. Up there this morning, I'm running quite late. Gonna have to park down the sticks, and I've never done that before. Hopefully it's not too long of a walk, but a lot of that I've never seen before, but I've talked to plenty.
What, you hung over? Yeah, I was wondering, do they have any t-shirts out there for the Ham Fest? Paul, you still there?
Hold on, I'm trying to get out of the building. Hold on. Dang, it is a warm one today. Yeah, I'm still here. No, I had a middle of the night wake-up call. Someone back at home thought they'd do me a favor and start turning off all the radios in the rack and other equipment. They called me in the middle of the night. They said, hey, something, one of these computers is beeping. It's been beeping all day. And they called me 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, how do I make it stop beeping? And I'm like, after I get them fixing that problem, that's when I found out they turned half of my equipment off. I'm like, no. That's on for a reason. they leave my stuff alone.
No, that really sucks. Anyway, my next question was, are they selling any kind of Dayton, Ohio Ham Convention t-shirts out that way?
You know what? I'm sure they are, but I didn't see them because I was kind of pretty much at the Motorola booth most of yesterday. So I'll try and get a walk around today, and if you want one, I can, yeah, if that's what you're working towards.
K9QI. Yeah, that would be great. I was going to ask you if you could get both Ray and I one, preferably a 2XL, because we like them loose. We'll pay you when you get back.
Hey, Paul, K6EH, K9QI. The arena portion, the main hall where High Communist is, and kind of in that center core, there's about 5 or 6 tables long, a large booth. It has the I Survived Dayton t-shirts and a bunch of other ones, but I'd probably get over there sooner than later. I just grabbed some shirts and they were starting to run low already. But they're good quality shirts. We buy them every year.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the heads up. Hopefully we'll get there in time. Yeah, whatever.
All right, Bob, we'll try and get you and Ray one.
Yeah, I kind of lost you at the end there. But like I said, if you could pick Ray and I up a 2XL if they have them, that would be great. We'd really appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I'll try. Anything else you want, are you looking for?
Well, not being there and knowing what they have, I can't tell you anything else, but I just thought that would be nice.
All right. Great, it looks like you have the repeater beaconing every 60. Okay, all right, Bob, I'm going to let you go. This is linked worldwide, and there's plenty of other hams here locally. I'm going to, actually, for the first time, try and get some of the advantages of the restaurant here and go sit in and see what they have for breakfast. While I'm waiting for my nephew in the shower. So, all right, K60H will be monitoring.
All right, buddy, have fun. I'm here at work as usual. So, we'll see you when you get back. W6BNS.
Paul, K68, K9QI. Was there something directed at me there? Were you doing something too often on the repeater?
Oh, no, no, yeah. It looked like the repeater was beaconing every 60 seconds ever since it was put in. And I was sitting in my bed yesterday looking at my little LED and counting to 60 and blink, 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 count 60, blink, blink, blink. And I was like, huh, okay.
That's not good. Maybe when Mike comes out and takes a break, he can bring his laptop and change that. He programmed it up, so I have no clue what he put in there.
Okay, no problem. And Mike, if you're listening, you can run GenWatch. It's the same password as a main computer login password. And once it opens, if you need any guidance, just give me a call. But yeah, it should fly for you. I just got to name a few more of the sites. And you get to go on that. Sorry, I'm not there to have it all done. But, yeah, it's pretty much there. Okay, K60H.
Is anybody out in the truck in Dayton want to come into the booth?
WB at HMD. I can walk back, grab my shirt, and come in if you want.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it, Jim. We're just shooting some video right now, and I'd like to go out to the truck, and I want to show somebody the truck, actually.
Okay, give me 10 minutes or so.
All right, thanks. A9VI.
WB2TQE, Fort Lauderdale, N4VIF, Dayton.
N4VIF, WB2TQE.
Go ahead, N4VIF.
If you're still near the Wuxon booth, Bruce would like one.
I'm sorry, guys, but I can't carry anymore. I'm out of space, and I'm probably not going to be able to put my bags in the overhead as it is now. I just do not have a space for a third one.
Okay, no problemo. Just asked, I thought I'd give you a shot. Okay. WB2TQE.
All right, N4VIF in the North Hall.
Is anyone lending there? Give me a quick move of the voice quality, say, in N4VIF.
SVK. I'm Los Angeles, but in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, thank you. Is anyone outside of Dayton?
Here in Los Angeles, WA6MDJ.
Delta Hotel 6, King Queen, North Rhine Westphalia, Germany.
Thank you for the demo, A9VI.
You're quite welcome, and totally. W6BNS in Long Beach, demoing from a distance.
KG6BKL, WA6MDJ. Hey, Lonnie. Lonnie. Okay. Hey, did you see the new Yaesu DMR radios and repeaters?
No, it didn't go outside. I thought you were lying. I didn't look at my display. And Ed.
Yeah, I just noticed that they are advertising them, so I was wondering if they had them at the show.
You know, I'll have to look inside. The weather's so nice out here, and I want to get it. They said it was going to rain, but it sure doesn't look like it. So I want to take a look outside, and I'll do that later. And let you know. I'll pull some.
Okay, sounds good. Take care. Have a good time, WA6MDJ.
Okay, sounds good. All right. See you go.
A9VI, Enter OUZ. A9VI, Enter OUZ.
K9QI, A9VI.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're coming out to the truck. We'll probably be there in about 5 or so minutes. We're going to take a shot of the repeater and everything, so hopefully that's good for you.
Yeah, it's fine. I just tried putting his shirt on, and there's no way. It's labeled XL, but this is about a medium at best.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to do about that? Just put whatever else you got on. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, but to get back, I'm going to send this back to him and tell him to make it right. I mean, you got to see the size of this. It's an extra large for a four-year-old, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they made a mistake on that shirt. All right, I'm going to turn a little bit. I got to take a pit stop. A9GI.
NAWZ, Mike.
Yeah, who is that?
Hey, I traded a radio for some Captain Morgan, so stop by the space if you get a chance.
Yeah, okay. As soon as I get a chance, I'll be over. A9GI.
All right, NAWZ.
K6EH, W6BNS.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Did you hear that last conversation about the XL t-shirts? You might want to get the biggest ones you can after hearing that.
No, my nephew Ed here in the lobby of the hotel had the volume turned down where we were talking. I didn't hear the comments.
I think it was AA9VI said he got an XL, and it's more like a medium. So if they don't have anything bigger than an XL, just, you better forget it.
Those are the Motorola t-shirts.
Oh, okay. Well, just hold it up and make sure they're plenty good in size, Paul.
And Paul, the actual t-shirts for the show are usually by the auditorium entrance on the right, on the left-hand side as you go in the gate.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, has anybody out there bought one of the show t-shirts, and how do they go in size? W6BNS.
In the past, they're definitely true to size, usually a little bigger.
Okay, there you go, Paul, but get the biggest, well, not the biggest ones. I mean, if they have a 5XL, that's a little ridiculous, but, you know, just take a gander and see what you think. W6BNS. Thanks.
Yeah, the next time you see Lonnie, he usually wears his 2008 one.
All right, I was listening to that. Thanks, guys. K6EH.
I almost hate to ask you what time you crawled in, but it must have been after 2.
No, I went to sleep at 1. I got woken up at 2:30 for a while. The alarm clock went off at 4:45. Another alarm clock went off. I sent my nephew to get some sleep. Because he doesn't get enough sleep. He's just not in a good mood the rest of the day.
Well, hanging out with all you party animals.
Yeah, well, he said he had the time of his life yesterday at the amusement park with one of the other hams. So, yeah, he's going to have to, I don't know. Be a ham. He's I don't know. I won't go there. But anyhow, all right, I'm gonna hang this up. Looks like he's finishing his last piece of blueberry muffin, and we'll be out of here.
Okay, that means he went with Sterling.
Yeah, it's kind of spotty here in this breakfast area. I have to keep walking back and forth towards the window, and people are still off the window seats, and it's kind of awkward. So I'm gonna put this down for a few. Walk out the door, and he finishes it.
Here. All right, we'll catch you a little bit when you get a better spot. WA6MD3.
W8AK, W8AK, A9VI.
DH6KQ, DH6KQ, WB at FXJ, caller.
Hey, Will got an owner. I will.
And have fun at the Dayton Hamfest. This is Delta Hotel 6 King Queen, West North Rhine Westphalia, Germany, Europe.
I just turned the volume up a little. Give me another transmission, Andreas.
Yeah, no problem. It's very likely a bit noisy there. This is Delta Hotel 6 King Queen for WB8FXJ with a Lona radio. Have a nice day at the Dayton Hamfest.
Hey, Andreas, where's the shirt that I should get for you here? Motorola shirt, you said?
I think Jana's is going to pick that up. This is as far as Jan is doing that. Yeah, Jan is picking that up. The other guy, which you are supposed to meet today.
Okay, he's got it. All right. So I'm here with a friend from Florida. Tell him what city you're talking from.
The closest city is Aachen, which is exactly at the borderline to... the state here is North Rhine-Westphalia, which is in the very western part of Germany. Over.
Well, it works very well. I'm glad you told me about.
We're getting a receiver.
So now he's interested in Moto Turbo. So I'm going to let you go. We got to continue on. I got a lot of things to do yet. And I'll stop by from time to time if you're listening, okay? DH6KQ, WB8FXJ, Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, okay. Just want to get you hooked. A small tower around your place, and probably you get interested in hooking up a motor turbo repeater at that area. Could be beneficial, right? we can talk about that later. Have fun, and
I would really like that, but someday we'll keep working on it. All right, you have a, enjoy your afternoon. TH6KQ, WB at FXJ Clear.
WB2TQE. That you, Howard? N4VIF.
Yep, it's us. We're just leaving. Hey, how is it up there? Is it cold, warm, wet, dry? What's going on?
Rain Thursday afternoon. Yesterday was beautiful, and today looks the same.
Hey, Bruce is asking me whether you bumped into Gary.
Talked to Gary on the phone this morning. Haven't bumped into him yet.
Oh, cool. Okay. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it sounds out here. It's probably in the high 60s, low 70s, starting to warm up.
Now, you don't have a direct flight, do you?
A negative through Atlanta.
All right. Well, I don't think there's any bad weather up and down the coast, so I think you should be on time.
Yeah, I'm showing green lights on my flight software, so everything looks good.
Yeah, they definitely have this node working much better.
Yeah, they did whatever they need to do. It's working the way it's supposed to.
And I got to go visit my mom. And that's about it for today.
Alrighty. And for VIF Dayton.
Roby Delgi, WB2TQE in South Florida.
AA9VI, WB8HMD.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. AA9VI.
Are you familiar with an issue with a 6550 that after you've been monitoring for a while, it just shuts itself off and then turns itself back on?
I think Skip heard about that, and I thought it was a thermal issue with certain radios, but I don't know the details on it.
Okay, we had somebody stop by the booth that was asking about that problem. He's got one that's got that problem.
Yeah, have him sign the log, and I'll try and dig into it and get him some more information. But I think when Keith comes around.
Thank you. WB8HMD.
Okay, AA9VI.
AA9VI, W6BNS. AA9VI, W6BNS.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, Mike is extremely busy out here. Most of the time he's running around or asking questions, I mean answering questions. So you might try for him a few times and not get him throughout the day. That's to be expected today. K6EH just found a parking spot.
Hey, no problem. I just wanted to let him know that I've got a 6550 and I leave it on all day here at work and it never shuts down on me and I have it on scan all day long.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a select few. But I'm going to hang this up and be careful parking. I'm just across the street from the arena. All right, take care, Bob. K6EH.
Yeah, have fun, W6BNS.
N7MK.
WB2TQE, N4BIS.
Yes. Oh, he's a few time slots here.
Jersey. Oh, but good. And thank you for check. Not close to.
Okay. 0 p.m. Sorry about that if I was accidentally keying up.
We'll send you a bill for the airtime.
There you go. Sounds good. W0, got to carry my load. W0 p.m.
And 7MK.
WB8HMV testing.
A9DI testing.
Good morning, Paul. W9DWC, how are you doing?
A6H test.
23, testing
123.
A9VI tested.
A9VI, W0PM.
Hey, John. We're here at the booth. How are you?
Doing fine. Yeah, I wanted to find you guys. I have never been here before, so I don't know the layout of this. We're over in an area here where, like, Kenwood and I guess ICOM are set up. So where do we go to find you?
Okay, what you want to do is exit that and go outside and walk along that side of the building. And there's one set of ramps. You want to pass that, and there's another set or another ramp that kind of goes up to a building. So that would be heading east towards the large antenna tower that's out on I guess it's probably about a half mile away, like a cell tower. So you want to head towards there, and inside is Yaesu, and we're close to there.
Okay. We'll find you. So, thanks. W0PM.
Yeah, if you have problems, John, I can go and find you. If you prefer that, I'll do that too. Whatever you want.
We'll find it. We'll find you. Thank you. W0PM.
Okay. I think some people are looking forward to meeting you, and lots of interest in the Sea Bridge, which is kind of neat. ANIVI.
Seen a bit. W0PM.
K6CH. Okay. K6CH, Marjorie.
W0WJV testing.
A9VI, W0PM. Hey, Mike?
We're a dealer. Yeah, we're...
A9VI, A9VI, W0PM. So, W0PM, anybody at the Motorola booth that can tell me which booth number you guys are at? I forgot.
578.
Thank you. W0PM.
Hey, guys, knock them dead at Dayton. Just want to say good morning, and to YDC Manhattan, New York.
A6EH, W6MDJ.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Did you happen to go inside and see Yaesu's version of this radio?
No. I didn't see it here. I saw it at the IWC convention, but I didn't see it here.
Well, it sure looks like Motorola to me.
Yeah, I took pictures at the ICE convention of all the other DMR stuff, including that one, and posted it. You didn't get that link I sent you in the past?
I have to check and see. I think I did when I was looking at that other brand that's in China, but I see more and more people are actually getting on the bandwagon. Do you think this is going to be the standard for P25 Phase 2?
I'm sorry, say again, there's a lot of noise here, a lot of people.
I'm just wondering if DMR is going to be the Phase 2 version of P25.
I'll let someone else answer that. All right, Ed, really busy here. I'll let you go. K6EH, we have to repeat it real quick.
All righty, W6NDJ.
Hello, Mr. W. Manhattan.
Okay, well, I think you're breaking up a little bit. Give it another show. Give it another try.
Hold on. Let me move into a better spot. All right, is this better? I switched over to Queens.
So far, so good. Yeah. And howdy ho from Dayton, Ohio, the Moto Booth.
Okay, real cool. I came into the city for a vote, union vote. Just I'm on the West Side Highway over by the Hudson River, in Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan. So just heading back to Queens, and jump in and say hi. I'm hearing a lot of activity. It's real great. Sounds good.
Cool. Yeah, we got Bill here, W0WJB, John Rayfield, and his father just showed up. Seen a lot of faces. A lot of new faces, too. So it's pretty cool. All righty, sir. I'm going to go ahead and hang this up and make a beeline for the little room. So, A6EH.
Okay, very good. Just wanted to say hi. Did you run into Steve, WB2WAK, yet?
I ran into him yesterday. I shook his hand in a hallway while passing him. And he shook my hand. And then later at the moto booth, I met him again. And he shook my hand like for the first time. I go, wait, I already did this. You know, deja vu. yeah, I guess he's kind of, I don't know, overwhelmed by all that energy. Everyone around here, you know. Oh, here he is right here. Hold on.
All right, cool. I'm holding on. W2KTU.
Hey, Kayvon, it's Waraldy.
Hey, you're on. You got on. It's the first time I'm hearing you on Turbo. How you doing?
Wishing I was in Dayton, but I broke my finger really, really bad, so I couldn't go this year.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Sorry to hear that. But I'm glad to hear you on the radio. I haven't been as active lately. I've been real busy at work and stuff. And I'm in the city for a local 3 union vote, and I'm just going to be heading back to Queens. Let me see if Paul ran into Steve WB2WAK is out there. Let me see if he got a hold of him.
Hey, Steve said he's been calling you all week, and this is the first time he's heard of you. He's kind of jumped back about 10 feet here. We got a crowd at the moto booth.
Okay, I'll let you guys go. Enjoy yourself, and I'll check with you guys a little later. I'll let you go do what you got to do. Take care, Paul.
All right, will do. All right, thanks. K60H.
Hi, Kayvon.
Hi, Alex. What's going on, buddy? How's the turbo presence?
Good, buddy. How's everything going? Greetings from Dayton.
What's up, man? Good to hear you. Yeah, I'm just walking down 35th Street from the Javits Center. I just walked out of the Jacob Javits Center, and I'm heading east. I'm walking, there's a shuttle bus, but I'm just going to go walk around the city for a little bit. I'm going to go stop at a DJ store, and then I'm going to head back home. But you guys sound great.
Yeah, very good. You sound good out here as well, sir. All right, I'm not going to type the network for too long, but heard you and haven't chatted with you in a while, so figured I'd say hi. W2KTU, K2X, yes.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you later. W2KTU. Carl, over to you. I'm sorry. So when did you do this to your finger, and how much longer do you got with that?
Well, I broke it about three weeks ago now. It's healing pretty good. I mean, I cut it right down to the bone. It was a little table saw accident, but it wasn't the blade. So I've been out of work for a while. So, it's just bothering me that I can't be out there. I'm listening to everybody walking around and having a good time, and I'm usually there. You know, I got two spots, and I'm not in them. So that bothers me this year. But, I should be okay. I think I can go back to work next week or the week after.
All right, cool. What do you think of this turbo stuff?
I love it. I really do. I've been listening all day today and yesterday. I haven't really been playing too much with it in the past because I've been too busy with other things. But I like it. And it seems that it's picking up bigger and bigger because I see more and more people on. And Dayton seems to be packed with people, so there's lots of people coming up on a repeater. I like it.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, we got good portable coverage. I'm walking in the city right now. I'm on the street with my 6550, and I'm at 35th Street and 10th Avenue, and I'm walking closer towards. I got to go to 7th Avenue, so I'm just walking along here, and it sounds pretty. And I got a choice of two repeaters, Brooklyn or Queens. So I don't know if you have that information, but you can find it on the website. Information for Brooklyn's on there, too, if you don't have it already, at www.dmr, -mark, MARC.net.
Yeah, I have. I just haven't had a chance to dump anything into the radio. I've been so busy with other things I haven't really played. I also picked up a couple of P25 radios, EF Johnson radios, to play with, front panel keyboard programmable, just to play with. But, you know, since my last name is Johnson, I figured I got to have a Johnson radio, so I picked these things up. But I haven't been playing with anything. I haven't been doing anything, so, you know. Anyway, let me get out of here because my finger is starting to throb. I got to go take some some painkillers. Since the nerve endings are starting to grow back together now, it's been a little stingy. So I'll let you go. Enjoy the city because it's beautiful here in New York. It's nice. And I was just chatting by text message with N2STU out there, and he says it's really hot and humid. So that's a good thing. I'm just sorry I'm not there. Let me let you go, and I'll go so I can take some pills. And tomorrow day.
Okay, you got it. Take care, man. Thanks for coming on and saying hello. And I wish you a speedy recovery. And when you hear me on, come on and say hello. Take care, buddy. Enjoy your weekend. W2KTU.
Isn't it the coolest thing, Kayvon, the way they got that repeater set up at Dayton? Working like a charm, man. This stuff is awesome. W82IWC.
Don, the stuff is awesome. The equipment, the people who are involved in it is even better. Everybody went out of their way to make it happen. And I think I'm really excited about it. Even though I'm not there, I'm excited to feel that I'm there by listening. I really appreciate the guys who did it. I think it's really cool.
Amen to that. I couldn't have said it better, Kayvon. Absolutely. Really, really neat to sit back here and listen. Very cool. Oh, well. Good old Turbo Grows. That's it. No.
W-H-Y-W-C.
Don't forget to say New York City.
The digital voice of Midtown Manhattan, W-H-Y-W-C.
Hey, Don, W-B-T-W-A-K.
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Good to hear you. Hope you're having a good time out there.
Definitely, definitely. Could not have had better weather. Going to be getting out of here another hour and a half, and should be back in the city around 10, 11 o'clock tonight.
What's up, Mr. Steve? Sorry you missed me. I've been off the radio. I had a gig last night. I didn't get home till 3 in the morning. Got up late today, and I'm in the city for a union vote.
I have been calling you. I did put a couple of calls in over the weekend, and I was surprised I didn't hear you. I figured this would be a big time. I guess you mentioned you were still busy for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, yes, sir. Believe me, if I had nothing going on, I would have been there. I had some gigs, you know, been working, trying to make a couple extra bucks.
Well, luckily, there's always next year. But it's fantastic weather out here. Everything was great. This repeated A setup has fantastic coverage all the way downtown Dayton, and we're up north staying in the hotel, and had no problem inside the hotel. Fantastic accomplishment for the guys that put this up.
Yeah, I was just saying, very good. The best about Don was saying about the turbo. The people that are involved, man, they go out of their way to make everything happen, keep that work glued together. Like, you know, there's a lot of people involved, and some of the key people that keep. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing if this can plant a seed and a couple more guys to put up some systems in the area.
Yeah, I'm seriously contemplating, but I think I would put up the first VHF system, replace one of the ones I have. Anyway, we'll give you a holler later on. Maybe we'll catch you on the way home tonight as we get closer to New York. WB2WAK. Catch you later.
Hey, great thing, Steve. Put something on VHF. That would be great. Okay. We'll talk to you. Get home safe, and we'll talk to you when you're back home. W2KT.
WB2HWW.
Hey, Steve, you bringing any gear home with you? WHYWC.
I don't have enough time to tell you everything that's coming home with me, Don.
That's why I asked. All right, you have a good time, buddy. Take it easy. We'll catch you later. Go ahead, Howie.
Hello, Steve. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody out of Dayton. How are you doing, Don? Hey, Gabe, you're on your way back. You're on the bus, or you're coming back by public transportation?
Go back. I will. Okay, man. I'll be coming home.
You were breaking up, Kayvon. Try your Eric's machine. I don't know, for some reason you're not holding Queens.
I'm on Eric's machine. I'm behind a lot of buildings and stuff. You hear me better?
Yeah, you were on Queens before, now you're on Eric's?
Yes.
The world of difference. What did you say? You're coming back now?
In a little while, Howard. I'm stopping at a DJ shop to pick up something, and then I'm coming back.
Okay, yeah, the guys did a great job. I have to second what they did. They really got it working. Yeah, I hope people put up more stuff because, yeah, this is really great compared to, you know, it's a new technology, and I think it's great. It's really great. Over to you, Don.
Yeah, Roger. You know, I just think that the case you make for this is this could have never been done half as easily, or I'm not saying they had an easy time of it. They may not have, but I still say it couldn't have been done half as easily or quickly if it was an analog setup, and you would have had to use IRLP and blah, 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 and it would have been a lot more tricky and problems. So it speaks volumes for Turbo as far as I'm concerned. Very, very, very cool. Very cool. W-H-Y-W-C.
Yeah, I agree. Would be nice if somebody would put up a VHF system.
Well, Steve says he's contemplating it. So you never know. But I see they I see they let Alex out of South America.
Well, I gotta tell you what, if we didn't have it, if there wasn't a VHF repeater up at the site already, we would have done it. I wish they would come out with 220 gear if there was some commercial 220. I mean, I'll tell you, if they had 220 mobile turbo, we would do that in a heartbeat, Don.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I've never been a fan of 220, but it is a good band. But nonetheless, anyway, the only thing you could do is get some used UPS radios, but none of them are Moto Turbo, so.
Well, they're actually ACB, a companion sideband. There's a couple of people that are licensed for that, but I'll tell you, I don't know why people don't like 220. It's a great band. It has great coverage. I've had a lot of fun with 220. I've had a lot of fun on that band. All right, let me throw it over to Kayvon. I'm walking inside my building, and there are people here, so I'm going to put the radio, turn the volume down. W2KT to take it. WD takes WW.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know how well you can hear me. I'm behind, I'm not in such a great spot to get into the repeater. The building's in front of me. But okay, and I'm walking rapidly.
Yeah, you're doing good, Kayvon. A little horribly here and there, but you're doing fine. So, that's cool. So, I was going to say, you can't go to B&H today. They're closed. So, I guess you go to your DJ shop. That's cool.
Believe me, I was thinking about B&H, but not on a Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I was there last Sunday. Dropped a lot of money.
I love that place.
Yeah, I think I saw one of the owners there, too. Because he came up to me. He said, how did you like the service here? I said, you guys are the best. There's no question about it. That is such a wonderful place. And the help couldn't be better. I mean, that's just a great store. I'll patronize them forever.
Such a big place, you know. Their prices are competitive.
I just bought a real pretty kick-ass computer over there last week because my computer finally died. And it only cost me a little under $1,000. Well, cost me a little over $1,000 because that's had Windows upgraded on it. But I mean, when I got there for $1,000, I would have spent more for anywhere else.
I hear you. It's what'd you get? You get the new what do you have? The 7, the i7, or the 5, or the 3, or what'd you get?
Yeah, I got the low-end CyberPower machine they have there. i7 quad-core, 3.6 gig, 8 gigs of RAM, 1 TB, 4 external ADA ports, 4 FireWire ports, 6 USB 2.0 ports, 2 USB 3.0 ports. Very sweet machine. Liquid-cooled CPU. Beautiful machine. A lot of room for expansion. Slip and slide in and out, hard drives right out of the front. Real sweet machine. 700 watt power supply. Very nice.
Very cool. Very cool. And, so it's a Windows 7, what do you get? Professional, Ultimate, the Home?
I'm so pissed because I have Windows Ultimate DVDs here and I didn't even think about bringing them. But it came with Windows 7 Home Premium, and I said, no, not leaving the store until you put Windows 7 Professional on it. So they did, for an extra $69, which wasn't bad.
Okay, it's not bad. And you loaded up with your software? What are you using on that machine?
Yeah, I've barely begun to do that. I was hoping to get a lot of my stuff off my old hard drive, but it looks like my old hard drive is dead in the water. So I did a restore from Carbonite, but I was in a hurry when I did it, and I was running on about 2 hours sleep, so I screwed that up. So I didn't get back everything I want, so I got to start over again and try to fix it, but I'll get there. So put the audio software back on. You know, I'll try to put the audio software back on, SoundForge and Studio Recorder and whatever, and get my email functioning again. I don't have my damned email. It didn't restore my email, and I'm really upset about that, so I gotta try that again, because I got about 20 megs of email on the server. waiting to be downloaded, and I don't want to do it yet until I get everything restored. So but we'll get there, but it's looking like a real sweet machine. I think I'm going to like it a lot. And quiet as a mouse. Man, is it quiet. Really glad about that.
Very cool. Sounds good. That's important. All right, I'm here. I'm on the block where I got to be, so I'm going to cut out. I'll be back in a little while. It's good to hear you, John. I'm glad you got your computer and you're all set. I'm just looking for this shop here to make sure I'm in the right spot. Oh, I'm here. Very good. Let me cut out of here. W2KTU.
All right, Kayvon, take it easy. We'll catch you later. I'm going to cut out, too, and go get some breakfast. I'm hungry. I'll be right to IWC. Take care.
73.
P9UIY, W9DWP. You guys go inside yet?
Is anyone out there for a demo, AA9VI?
KD, who's that?
Good morning. Where are you at? And we have someone here. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself real quick.
Okay, KD4B, PZ, I'm at the Dayton Hamvention. I think you are as well. Name is Jay. And we're outside at the, looking for deals outside. Virginia is home.
Okay, Jay, thank you very much. Is anyone outside of Dayton listening right now?
W4PRP, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Thank you very much.
WA6MD, Bay, Los Angeles.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. W6MDJ and IV.
And IEHWA6MDJ, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hoping you're finding all those wonderful new toys you're going to bring me back.
I'm just looking. But if I see something nice, I'll access your bank account and I'll buy it.
I prefer yours, it's got more in it.
I cannot argue with somebody I agree with.
Alrighty, well, hey, enjoy it. It sounds like you're having a good time. Probably we'll be here listening. You got the net coming up and all that. So it'd be nice to see how many people check into that, too. WA6MDJ, Los Angeles.
WA6MDJ, Los Angeles, November, India, 8 Hotel, Dayton, Ohio.
MDJ, KA6GS, NNE, would you believe?
MDJ, KA6GSE.
KA6GSE, bye.
N3LHD, N3LHD from AA9VI. Hey, Tom, I think we have the picture at noon at the truck, but I was wondering if you could come in and help in the booth after the picture with Jim.
Yeah, Bruce McPherson actually said he'd do that at that time frame, but one of the two of us will definitely do that.
Okay, that'd be great. We just got Paul here, and I don't want to leave him alone and have some help.
Sounds good, yeah. We'll cover it one way or the other.
Thanks, A9VI.
N3LHD, N3HVS.
N3LHD.
How's it going, Tom?
Good. Weather's holding out good today. Other than a slight sewage leak in the tailgate area, things are going good.
You gotta have a little glitch here and there. Hey, so all your stuff?
Yeah, weather's pretty good. We're selling some stuff, so we're doing good.
Okay. Hey, weather's good here for a change after 8 days of showers.
You're dropping that. I don't know if it's you or the repeater down there or here.
Okay. I'm on a portable. It should be all right. Should be in a good area right now.
Okay. All right, let me get back to some tailgating business here. N3HPS and 3LHP.
Okay, Tom, talk to you later in 3HPS.
WA0JOJ, W0WJB. Someone's sending me something. I have no idea what that is, A9VI. Just an announcement, there's going to be a picture for the turbo crew at the truck outside on the west side of that flea market. It's 12 noon, about 25 minutes from now, so please be there. And if you got a turbo radio, you'd like to join us for the picture, that'd be great. A9VI.
Yeah, in addition, it's supposed to be a picture for anybody who wants to be associated with Mark as well, K9QI.
NAOUZ, AA9VI.
NAOUZ.
Can I go to slot 2 real quick?
Yeah.
K9QI from K9AM.
Who are you calling, Mark? K9QI.
Yes, your buddy Rod is here in the white truck.
Okay. I'll be there in a few minutes. I'm just finished the paperwork.
Thank you very much. K9AM clear.
Hello?
Hello?
Somebody was calling K9QI?
Nah, not me. I heard that call earlier. This is W4PRP.
Okay, disregard K9QI.
W4PLP, W4RCC. W4PLP, W4RCC.
W4PRP?
Oh, sorry about that, Pete. It's Conrad. Do you got anything else programmed in that radio?
No, I don't. This is a loaner radio, but I'm going to go buy myself one. You know what I do have? I have the Motorola machine implantation on slot 2. I'm still learning what it means, but you want to switch to that?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to slot 2. That's local. It'll take us off the network. W4CCQS1.
W4PRP.
NIH is listening. Dayton, Ohio.
K6 Echo Hotel. K6EH Paul on time slot 1 for a demo over here at the demo. I'm sorry, the Motorola booth.
Yeah, go ahead. A9VI outside the truck and the flea market.
Okay, we're just looking for an audio quality test here.
Okay, well, let me put it to you this way. I'm standing by the comm truck and I've got a muffler running. And I don't know how bad that sounds, but obviously the audio probably sounds pretty clear aside from that.
Okay, cool. That's all we needed. Oh, someone here just said it sounds better than D-Star, the guy I'm doing the demo to. Okay, have fun.
Yeah, I hear a lot of that, and, you know, they cram a lot in their 6 1/4, and we can use the whole 12 and a half because we're 6 1/4 equivalent. So, yeah, the vocoder has done a little bit of work, and it sounds excellent after this 1.7. So, all right, we're going to take a picture outside. Those are ready, and I'm going to take the next minute or so, maybe 30 seconds, A9VI.
It sounds good on the K6EH system in the, at near LAX and 6RVR.
Also sounds good in Phoenix, Arizona.
Sounds good in New York City on the K2CQR system. WDHWW.
Sounds good streaming on the internet. K9STU Lungs, Los Angeles.
And WA6MDJ, also Los Angeles.
Okay, guys, enough already. Overflow, that was cool. I appreciate that. Thank you much. K6EH, I'll be listening.
And Paul, also sounds great on the other side of the ocean, DF1VB via DB0DS system, Dortmund, Germany.
Is it picture time yet? 7TWW.
We have a net in 1 minute. I don't know if anyone is interested in taking that control, otherwise I can take care of it.
Hey, Mike, how are they getting ready for the picture?
Yeah, that's been done.
Oh, it's already been done?
It's already been done.
Ah, I thought it was at noon.
It's noon right now.
I'm showing 11:59.
Yeah, I guess they preempted you.
Okay.
All right. Well, it is now 12 o'clock on the East Coast, 11 Central, and 9 on the West Coast. And good afternoon, and welcome to DMR MarkNet. My name is Mike. Call us Alpha Alpha 9 Victor Indian, as we do every week at this time, 1600 UTC. We have our worldwide DMR MarkNet. Those of you wishing to check in, please give me your call sign and your name. And if you have no traffic, just say no traffic.
And no ma'am. No traffic for Arizona.
Traffic.
Kilowatt 9 Radio Hotel. Checking in, state and Hamvention. No traffic.
Kilo Alpha 0 Alpha Victor Juliet. Keith, Kansas City. No traffic.
KC9HIY, EJ, Dayton, Ohio, no traffic.
WBSFY, no traffic. Name is Mark.
November 3, November, Charlie, Romeo, Todd, Dayton, no traffic.
November, India, 8 Hotel, portable, Dayton, Hamvention, but from Phoenix, no traffic.
Delta Fox 1, Victor, Bravo, Dortmund, Germany, my name is Jochen, no traffic for the net.
K2XTS, Dayton, Ohio, no traffic. Also checking in, N2
2 WGC.
KV3 NZE, also in Dayton, no traffic.
W4 PRP, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, no traffic.
November 6, Romeo, Bravo, Romeo, near LAX, no traffic.
Delta Hotel 6, King Queen, Andreas, Aachen, Germany, no traffic.
No traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta 0, Bravo, Dayton, Ohio, no traffic.
QTH Omaha, Nebraska, no traffic requested and out.
Okay, we'll take a pause here. I got quite a few and I missed one. Let's see, WB8 HMD, K9RH, K0AVJ, AC9HIY, WB8 Foxtrot Yankee, November 3, November Charlie Radio, November India 8 Hotel, Delta Fox 1 Victor Bravo, Kilo 2 X-Ray Tango Sierra, W4 Papa Romeo Bravo, November 6 RBR, WH6 King Queen, WB2 HWW, I have a KC8. In there, we'll get to your entire call right after, WB0QQK. If I messed anything up, do it after the Kilo Charlie 8 again, please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Sierra Bravo, Dayton, Ohio. No traffic.
Okay, did I miss any calls? Have any incorrect?
W0WJB, Bill, Dayton, no traffic.
I think my last call is Bravo. It's actually Papa. Whiskey 4, Papa Romeo, Papa.
Traffic.
Whiskey 0, Papa Mike, Dayton, no traffic.
Didn't hear you if you called. Got me in 0 FPE Phoenix.
November 2, Oscar November Whiskey, no traffic, Long Island.
K0 BOY, Omaha, Nebraska, no traffic.
DF2 Easy Radio, Germany, name is Walter, no traffic.
WB6 WAUI, North Central Washington State, name is Mike, no traffic.
Okay, we'll take a pause. I did miss one because lots of people, lots of things going on here. WB0QQK, W0WJB. Missed one right after Bill. We'll pick that up just a little bit here. W0 Papa Mike, November 0 Foxtrot Bravo Echo. N2 Oscar November Whiskey, Kilo 0 Bravo Oscar Yankee. DF2 ER, WB6 WI. Who did I miss after Bill?
W9 Delta Whiskey Papa.
Okay, thank you very much. Any others, let's see, wishing to check into the net, please come with your call sign and your name, please.
KB9 WEH, Dayton, Ohio, name is James, no traffic.
K9 STU, Stewart, in Los Angeles.
Okay, we're starting to get less check-ins now, so I guess we're getting caught up. Kilo Bravo 9, Whiskey, Echo Hotel, and K9 STU. Any other check-ins before we go with any traffic that anyone has?
Whiskey 4 Radio, Charlie in Southwest Rochester, checking on me.
November 3, Hotel Bravo, Sierra, Tom, Maryland, no traffic.
Chance here, but thank you all for your participation at the Dayton Hamvention. People have been pretty happy with the demo here. I'd like to thank everybody a lot. Greg has been very helpful and the team with the truck out here in getting our repeater up and running. And I'd like to thank Glenn W8AK, who helped us with the couple of his guys, I don't have their call, unfortunately, to help us with the canopy connection from Dayton. And what else? I think the booth is going quite well. Everybody's, a lot of people are learning about what DMR is. Pretty interesting. Does anybody have any comments or traffic right now? Okay, well, if there's any questions, technical questions, we'll open it up to that right now. This is AA9VI Net Control.
AA9VI W6BNS.
WB2HWW, with a question for net control.
If you could give him a little bit of training or whatever, and then he could take over.
Okay, we're at, those of you are here, I haven't seen the booth, East Hall 578, which is obviously the far east end of the building, southeast corner of the building, not too far from the giant Yaesu display. And it's on that south wall there. All right, so pretty quick net, I guess. I don't know if anybody has any other traffic or questions, but thank you all for so far for helping us out during the demo. And people are pretty happy to hear Germany and Los Angeles and everywhere else that's a little farther away from here on the network for the demo. You've seen some of the nice expressions from people and surprised that they can hear it that clearly.
AA9VI W6BNS.
W6 DNS, go ahead.
I heard somebody call in earlier about their radio turning off and coming back on, a 6550. I have a 6550 that I leave on all day long while I'm sitting here at work, and it does not shut off and come back on.
Skip has had an issue, too, with his, and I wonder if it was a certain production lot or if, you know, there's some kind of failure. I think it's related to a thermal issue. I don't know the details of it.
Okay, I just thought I'd let you know about mine. Like I said, it's on all day long, and it does not have that symptom.
Yeah, I've never seen it myself either. I think it's a rare issue. All right, thank you very much, Bob. W6PNS from A9BI. Any other traffic at this time?
WB2HWW, Connect Control.
Yes, go ahead, Howie.
Can you tell us a little bit of the flavor of what's happening in Dayton for the guys who did a show for the unlucky ones?
Yeah, well, it's, I think it looks like a little bit of cloud cover now, but it's upper 70s and a little bit of humidity. But we have a crowd about the size of last year and a lot of turbo enthusiasts that have been asking or coming by to say hello. And a lot of people in the commercial world didn't know that we use turbo for ham radio, and they're pretty excited about that. So I guess from that point of view, it's been educational, and the flea market space, I think the sewer pipe just busted, so there's a bit of a smell, and they're cleaning it up now, so that's the interesting news of the day. I do have some issues or news on the network. I'll follow up with that after you're done with your question there, Howie. Go ahead.
I'm done. That's completely great. Everything is perfect. Really happy to see what's happening. And I want to say, I heard Kayvon say it earlier, and Don, that you guys have done a real yeoman's job in getting the system set up. And I must say, on behalf of everybody, thank you very much. And I will shut up now. AA9VI, WD2HWW in New York City.
Okay, thank you, Howie. I'd also like to thank Paul for his work in getting the Gen Watch up and running. And he's working in the indoor booth right now while we're having the net. So we get a little bit of interference here, so I'm going to have to find another spot maybe. Hold on a second. There we go. That's a little bit better. All right. The other big news is we have Paul from Melbourne, who has told me that he's very close to helping to get a station on in Sydney to be our third station. So that will be coming up pretty soon. Hopefully you're all excited about that. And obviously their friends from the Mesa Phoenix area are online recently. Plantation's back online. And we're doing some studies about how we're going to utilize the Seabridge a little bit better and use a couple different networks and still link them all in. So we're still one network, one giant network, but we'll have subdivisions, and that should allow us to add more repeaters. So expansion is brisk, and I think a lot of people have been signing up for their ID. So thank you very much for doing that. So we haven't had any collisions and things like that. Hopefully you spread the word that we have our website, Delta Mike Romeo Charlie, it's DMR-Mark.net. Lots of information, program your radio, sign up for IDs, and all that other stuff. Unless that's it, I'm going to close things down, but I'll give you an opportunity here to get any final traffic in AA9VI. Okay, WW6USA, thank you for checking in. And do you have any traffic?
Negative, no. Just that it's beautiful and sunshiny, and wish I was at Dayton.
Okay. Thank you for checking in, and thank you all for being here at Dayton, and hopefully you'll have a good rest of the weekend. Remember, returning the repeater system back to normal amateur use, and thank you for checking in. AA9VI, net control, clear.
K6EH, if I could check it.
No traffic, thank you. W4YP.
Okay, the final count is 32 on the net, 32. Thank you. W4YP and K6EH. A9VI clear.
NI8H, you still around, Kevin, and 6RBR LAX.
N6RBR, NI8H. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, welcome to the group. Anyway, just wanted to say hello, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later on.
Yeah, roger that, Ron. Thanks for hearing, coming up on frequency. I got to get together with the guys in Phoenix, figure out how to get this radio program so it'll work in Phoenix so I can talk to you all.
All right, I'm sure the guys is listening, and they'll give you help again. All right, 7-3, have a good day. NI-8HN6RBILAX.
Lonnie, I did not receive your last transmission. N6RBR, November, India, 802.
Okay, I did say I'm sure some of the guys in Phoenix will give you a helping hand, over.
Yeah, roger that. I'll get on the internet and find out how to get a hold of them to do that, because I haven't a clue how to program one of these radios. Okay, good talking to you. N6RBR, NIH, Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, Kevin, check in with Paul while you're there. I'm sure he can give you the right scope. And 6RBR, LAX.
Get a hold of KC5CAY when you get back to the Phoenix area.
Roger on KC5 call sign. Okay, NIH.
Yeah, Ryan just programmed up a couple yesterday here in the Phoenix area. N0FBE, Chandler, Arizona.
NI8H, or N8IH, this is W0WJP in Dayton.
Yeah, go ahead. My call is November, India, 8 Hotel, NIH, never in 8 hours. And the name here is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Name here is Bill. Are you at the Dayton Hamvention?
Does a bird fly?
Yes.
I'm at the Dayton Hamvention every year.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, if you stop by the Motorola booth, we may be able to program that radio for you.
Roger that. Where is the Motorola booth? Inside or outside?
It is inside, and I want to say it's the East Hall.
Roger that. I will get a program and find out where it's at, and I'll come by there probably within the next 20 minutes.
Hey Kevin, you know where the handicap parking is? On the far end, opposite of the arena? Yeah, where Ed and Lonnie usually wait to get in. On that far end of the arena, right there. That end of the complex. It's 573, I believe, up against the wall, depending upon what side you're coming from. It's more than likely going to be on your right wall. It's facing the main road out front. 573, near the very end of the complex over here.
Roger that. I know where that's at. I'll head over there. I'll be over there within 20 minutes. Paul, thank you. NIH.
Sure thing, boss. K6EH monitors.
K6EH, VH6, King Queen.
N3LHD, N3LHD from WA3RTH.
N3LHD. At the booth inside.
Can you please switch over to the local TAC channel real quick?
Yep. Be there in a second.
Thank you. WA3RTH.
K6EH, K6EH, A9VI.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Greg sent a guy over there to help us with the booth. Has he arrived yet?
Both Tom and 3LHD and, oh jeez, I'm drawing a blank. Two guys showed up in the motor shirts, and then I walked away first time. So that's the last I saw of it, like 6 minutes, 10 minutes ago.
So attended, everybody's taking care.
We're in good shape at the booth.
Thank you, guys. Let me know if you need anything. A9VI.
This is W0WJB in Dayton giving a demo. Anyone in Los Angeles on frequency?
WA6MDJ, Ed in Los Angeles.
How's the weather out there today?
Nice and sunny, probably in about the mid-70s. One of those nice, real beautiful spring days.
Okay, thank you. W0WJB, Dayton.
WA6MDJ, Los Angeles.
WA6MDJ, W6BNS.
BMS, go right ahead.
Where are you that it's sunny? I'm here in Long Beach off the 405 and Lakewood Boulevard, and it's cloudy and overcast.
That's down in the elbow of L.A. You gotta be up here in the heart of L.A. I'm up here near Culver City.
Okay. Yeah, maybe when I get home to Manhattan Beach, it'll be sunny then.
It depends on if they want the coast to have any kind of sun. But here in the little bit all, it's out there and it looks good.
All right. I was just curious. Have a good day, W6BNS.
WA6MDJ.
Hello?
NI8H. NI8H, Kevin, you listening?
Yes, Paul, and I'm standing right next to Tom. November in the 8 Hotel is listening and at the Motorola booth.
Okay. Does it look like the plan will come together, or... think I need to swing by there a little bit.
And that's really true. Yeah, well, we just stay on the cable.
Okay, cool. All right. Continue on, K6EH. Just making sure.
Yeah, I'll take care of them. If I can just find the frequency information, I'm sure I can take that out. N3LHD.
This is W0WJB in Dayton, doing a demo. Anyone in Los Angeles?
And 6RBR on your LAX.
Hi, Lonnie. We're just giving a demonstration here. Say hi to Chip.
Hello, Jeff. My name is Lon, Lima, Oscar, November, and I'm going to the K6EH system here near LAX. And my name is Lon, Lima, Oscar, November.
Okay, cool. It's Chip CHIP here, and I drove by LAX the other day on my way to come here to Dayton. So, well, you sound great out here, and thanks for being there, and I'll turn it back over, but have a good one, and thanks for a quick demo. And see you later, K7JA.
Thank you very much. Have a lot of fun in Dayton. I'm sorry that I'm not there. We were there last year and the year before, and many years before. But anyway, you guys have fun there as well, because Motor Turbo Radio. And 6RB off and clear.
W4PRP, KD4IML.
W4PRP, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Hey, I was going to actually send you my the landline number. Have you called me at the house? I was going to chat with you offline for a minute.
I think I have it. I have two numbers for you. What is the last two digits?
Well, the landline starts with 623.
I assume I give me a minute. W4PRP. All right, cool. KD4IML clear.
K6EHA 9VI.
Yes, sir.
You're out in the flea market lot now?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out here for like 15 or so, yeah.
Okay, I gotta call somebody on the indoor. I didn't know if they knew about the dynamic mix mode and what was going on with that. Alright, let me find them. N3LHDA 9VI.
Good, Mike, N3LHD.
Yeah, you know about the dynamic mix mode demo in there, right? If you just switch the channels on the mobile rig, you can go into, there's an analog channel and there's a digital channel. It says DMM or demo or something, and that's what interfaces in with the repeater that's on the table.
No, it didn't, but I'll figure out how it works. I assume it works. Hold on.
Yeah, so it's obviously got our Dayton repeater frequencies in there, but if you keep scrolling through, it will say like analog demo or analog or something like that. And then digital demo, they're right next to it. I think they're like one or two channels below the slot one and slot two for a repeater. And you should be able to key up the repeater, and people have been asking about that.
Okay. Does that match up with 4 volts here that are underneath?
Yeah, if you key it up, you'll see the repeater key up. That's how you can tell it's the right channel.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. And for LHV.
All right, thanks. A9VI.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, Tom was sharp enough to ask me if there's any interaction with that demo repeater in there, and I wasn't aware, so me and Tom both learned, just learned something. Thanks. K6EH.
Not a problem. A9VI.
K2XDS. W0WJV.
Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Alex, are you going to be by the Motorola booth anytime soon?
No, negative. I'm in our flea market spots. Probably won't be here for a while.
Quick question. Do you know if you can, well, I'll ask you offline. Talk to you in a bit. W0WJV.
Hey, no problem, sir. K2XTS, Dayton, Ohio. KI6MHY, KG6VKL. KI6MHY, Patrick, KG6VKL.
KB9ZPN, K9AM. B2HWW from N2AM at Dayton. Oh, howdy, get your butt on the radio. This is N2AM. Okay. Did I hear N2AM? No, you didn't. I'm his evil twin, dude. How you doing? This is N2AM, one of America's more bizarre amateur radio stations.
Hey, W2KTU.
Oh, Kayvon, how you doing, Mon?
What's going on? You worked your way over to Turbo. That's pretty cool. Who'd you run into there? I didn't look at the screen yet to see who whose radio you're using. Good to hear you, man. I'm right across the street from Howard right now. I think he's in the neighborhood. We're back in Electchester in Queens. Howie, over to you. Thanks for letting me squeeze in real quick. Howie, over to you.
Yeah, I'm in the helping for him, Kayvon.
That's where I am. I'm in the health emporium. Yeah, it's 2 a.m. You and, are you in Dayton? Who are you with, got his callers again? The guy from, Massachusetts. Who are you hanging out with?
Yeah, and hello, Kayvon. I'm with the Moto Turbo guys over here at Dayton, and I'm drooling on the radios, and, too bad there's no Moto Turbo activity in my area, but, you know, I'm definitely interested in scoping it out. And I said, I got to give you guys a call and say hello. And picking the guys' brains about the Moto Turbo stuff and P25 stuff. And, you know, I knew you guys were on there, had to say hey and rattle your cage a little bit.
I'll take it. Fantastic. Do you want me to call Don and tell him you're on the air?
Okay, no, we're going to be boogieing soon. Just tell him that I'll send him an email or something or Twitter him or whatever, but just tell him hello, all right?
Yeah, if you want to hang out for a couple of minutes, you know, I could pick up the cell phone and call him.
Okay, give him a call. I'll hang out for a couple of minutes. I just didn't want to wear my welcome with these good folks here.
Ah, they love us. I don't know whose radio you have. I can't see the screen, obviously. That's the only problem we're going to have. We blink, can't see the screen, so. But you're sounding good. It's a great system. Those guys out there, Paul, A9PI, the whole gang from all over the world, they're a great bunch of guys.
Ah, very cool. This is a nice radio. It's got a nice nice heft. You know, it's got that great Motorola feel, you know. And very knowledgeable bunch of folks. They answered all my questions, and I think I'm getting this radio wet. I'm drooling on it here.
On the 6550, that's what I'm using, the same radio. It's a great analog FM radio, great digital radio also. Hold on. I'm going to give him a call. N2 AM, WBQHW. I'll be back in a minute. I hope Don answers.
Okay, great. Give him a call because that'll shock the heck out of him.
N2YDC.
Hey, Arnold. Are you up here in New York or are you in Dayton? There's a bunch of guys down there.
I tell you, Kayvon, how's it going? I wish I were in Dayton. I'm actually 1,200 feet above sea level at Perkins Memorial with the HT, the 6550, getting into your T1 slot there in Queens. How am I making it?
You are full quieting. Where is that exactly?
I'm on Bear Mountain with the kids and my wife. We went to have breakfast and we just decided to drive up north and we can see the city in the horizon. We're too far away, so I imagine we're pretty much line of sight.
Oh, yeah, you sound good, man. You sound really good. Very cool. Bear Mountain. I haven't been up there in a while. I look forward to a trip like that. That's kind of nice. Well, enjoy yourself. We have Dave out there and a couple guys hanging out, and there's some, you know, the guys are over in Dayton, Ohio at the Hamvention. And some guys are getting exposure to the turbo, so very cool.
Yeah, Kayvon, I've been monitoring in all morning. They seem to be having a lot of fun. I don't tie up T1 for that reason, but I did call up earlier. You got to see it. I'm going to take a photo and send it to you via email. This would be a perfect, perfect spot for Moto Turbo, man. A nice repeat RP would be incredible.
Oh, yeah, you at the top of the mountain where the fire, the overlook, the fire watch tower is? Put an antenna up there. We'll be good.
Exactly, man. It's basically horizon to horizon view as far as the eye can see, and it's beautiful up here. Nice day. A little overcast, but real nice.
Very cool. All right, cool. I just met up with the family and went out to the city for a union vote. We had a big vote for all our business managers and stuff. I took a shuttle bus from the union hall into the city, and I just got back. And I'm with the family. And, we're going to go out for a little ride, do a little shopping, and do a couple things. We'll pick up a card. Kids got to go to a birthday party later on, so I'll be out here listening.
Very good, Kayvon. I'll be doing the same. And I'm surprised you guys are all on the air with the advent of the end of the world that's supposed to happen today. But I know I spoke to Miguel yesterday in Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to give him a call earlier this morning at about 9, so we're living about 6 in where he's at, just to let him know everything was good in New York. 32KTU and 2YDC.
Cool. I'm actually excited to debunk all the ideas of what was going to happen today. hopefully we'll be right. But yeah, I'm not. I haven't jumped on that bandwagon.
WW.
Don.
And to what is it?
Okay, Arnold, I'm gonna stand by. We'll catch you later. There'll be 2KTU. Go ahead, Howie.
I'm in the health emporium right across the street. Just had a veggie burger, had a glass of a Vesti veggie juice, and gotta do some shopping here and then go home. So that's what I'm up to.
Okay, great. I met up with the family, as you heard, and we're going to get the car. I'm gonna go for a little ride, do a couple of things, and then later on, the kids actually got invited to a birthday party, so I'm trying to cram in a few things before they go.
No problem. I'm just sitting upstairs. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in here. Up the second level, they have a seating area with tables. Pretty nice. It's above the main floor. All right. And I'm going to stand by anyway. I don't know if Davis go out there at 2 a.m. And you know what? David's got to put a repeater up. Well, I don't know. I think Dave sold his radio station, but if he didn't, why don't you put up an antenna on top of his tower up there at the radio station? Put up a nice mobile total repeater and cover that area. And 2 a.m., you're still out there, Dave?
Yeah, affirmative, Howie. Actually, it would not be a good location for a Moto Turbo repeater or any kind of a repeater because it's right at sea level. And it's an AM station. It's a great location for AM radio, but not for FM. And I sold the station about a year and a half ago, still doing some stuff with a company that owns a station on a consultative basis. And, just looking at the turbo stuff and drooling over here, I'm going to give the radio back to these very knowledgeable gentlemen and have to, you know, once in a while, turn on your analog machine, turn the radio on your analog machine. I'll have to IRLP into it, and we're going to have to catch up. It's been too long since we chatted with you and Kayvon Howie. So have to rattle your cage one evening from our local IRLP node. See you guys later. W2KTU and crew, this is N2 AM clear from Dave.
All right, Dave, the IRLP isn't really working right now. I've been on it once in a while, but I haven't really been maintaining it. I mean, I got to fix it up. The amplifier's out right now. Just the exciter's working, so. Hanging out here, Dave. I'm going to let you go. And you know what? Go buy a radio anyway. Maybe it'll entice you to put a repeater up down there. And you have a great afternoon. And always a pleasure. I'm too bad Don is not around. I went to his voicemail on... David went to his voicemail. I left a message for Don. All right. Speak to you later, buddy. And 2 a.m. WDHWW. Good afternoon.
Steve and 3LHD from WA3RTH.
KG6DKL, K6EH.
K6EH and 3LHD.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Looks like we might have lost GenWatch updates here.
Oh, okay. Huh. Good timing. I'm pretty close to you guys outside. Let me jump in.
And 3LHD.
K6H. K6H. There we go.
There you go.
Sounds like someone's busy programming. W2KTO.
Jason, I'm HOIA and I'm in the back row. KC9HIY, I'm headed back up towards the truck. Alright, I'll look around for a while. A9GI. Okay, I think I may go over there and stand in line at the cowgirls booth and get something to eat. KC9HIY.
N3LHD at the Mark booth, Dayton. Any users out there outside of Dayton for a demo? This is N3LHD, Dayton at the booth. If we have any users outside of Dayton for a demo, please come back.
Hey, Tom, and 3HPS.
Of course, sir. This is Germany. Hello to Dayton. This is DF2 Easy Radio.
And 3HPS, you still there?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, things going at this thing.
Yeah, just do a little test count here for the audio.
Okay, N3HPS test.
Okay, your radio is breaking up again, just like it was earlier today, so I guess you're not a good candidate for the demo.
Yeah, I can hear it coming back through the control station here, and it's not breaking up here. It must be something in the system.
Oh, okay, so it's not your radio then. Okay, we got anybody in L.A., anyone in L.A. from the Mark Booth of Dayton?
KI6FTP, Torrance, California.
K6HHP in 3LHD. How are things going there in L.A.?
KI6FTP, Torrance, California.
HHP, thank you.
We've got two guys now with bad links into their repeaters. Casey, you are not coming in.
Greetings, Dayton, Ohio, from N6HHP.
AA9VI, K9QI. Mike, you around?
Yeah, yes, I am, Exceeds.
Are you at the booth now?
No, I'm on the flea market space right now. What's up?
Just wondering when you're going back in the booth so I can get together with Rob.
20 minutes, half hour, at worst.
Okay, he's going to head back in there at 2 and do some booth duty or something. But yeah, if you're in there in a half hour or something, that'd be cool. All right, that's it. So it's Feces Fest 2011.
Yes, it is. That's pretty crazy.
I can't believe somebody took such a big dump and blew the sewer apart.
Yeah, this place has such aging lines, it's just going to not cause much.
There's a lot more jokes I could come up with, but not on the network.
That's what Spot 2 is for.
I heard the pipe blew out somewhere around the D-Star booth.
You know what? You're not that far off either. That's irony for you.
Yeah, Rob says that's how he's going to sell it when the people come in here to talk to him.
Yeah, that's all doing the video review, too. The pipes burst on him in two different ways.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it was really funny. There was a guy in here earlier that he was saying, I just did a long interview with a blind ham. I guess he's a buddy of Howie's, but did a long interview with him. But there's a guy in here saying, yeah, you measure the turbo coverage in miles and you measure the, you know, the numbers are the same for turbo and for D-Star. It's, you know, it's like 20, 25, but in turbo it's miles and in D-Star it's feet.
Those guys have got to be mad. What's the deal with the Zionic repeater? It's 25 watts. That was a serious design mess up.
Yeah, well, let's not redesign it for him, okay?
No, I can go down to 12 watts for all I care.
Hold on, we got an ASU guy in here. I'm showing him the whole setup in here. I'll be back. AA9VI, K9QI.
All right, make sure to show him a good welcome, AA9VI.
The QRZ, anybody on the network not in Dayton? Anybody on the network not in Dayton for a quick demo, K9QI?
WB2HWW, Queens, New York.
The Hotel 6 King Queen Portable, Germany.
The station in Germany, one more time. We missed that. It was a little quiet. I'm going to turn the volume up here on the radio. One more time, K9QI.
Yes, sir. Delta Hotel 6 King Queen Portable, Andreas, in the very western part of Germany.
Screener, nice to meet you over there in Germany. What part of Germany are you in?
Very close to the city of Aachen, which is half an hour of Cologne, North Rhine-Westphalia, Roger.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for coming back to us this afternoon. Here we've got a gentleman from Japan here from Yaesu who's just looking at the system operating here. So thanks for the quick comeback there. Anybody out in California or Phoenix or Kansas City, K9QI?
Well, New York, too, WD3HWW.
Yeah, I got you earlier there, I think, Howie. You got Queens out there. And anybody else?
KD4IML in Phoenix.
Well, Phoenix, Arizona, K9QI.
And a good afternoon to you guys in Dayton.
Thanks. I think it's probably almost as hot here as it is down by you. The sun is roasting us this afternoon.
You guys enjoy it. I'll let you get back to shopping for other happy turbo users around the world. KD4IML.
Okay, KD4IML, K9QI. Thanks again. Anybody else? Anybody out in California?
KD6IGI here in LA. It's about 65 degrees, cloudy.
Ah, very good. KD6IGI, K9QI. All right, guys, thanks much. I think it's about 80 here this afternoon, and the sun's beating down, and it's pretty good. It's supposed to get some rain tonight, but it's beautiful now. So thanks again, and we had Australia. Just want to let the guys know on the network here, we had Australian here last night. We were talking to them, too, so they were back on for a while. K9QI, thanks, and I'll release the frequency back to Mike and the guys. 73.
And we can
N3LHD, AB3AC.
K6EH, W6BNS.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, is it something important? I'm sorry, I'm working on something with someone right now.
No, it's not. Never mind, then.
Okay, and I do have your T-shirt and race as well, K6EH.
Oh, you're awesome, dude. All right, have a good day, W6BNS.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Bob. 86IJ. Hey, Bob, can you go to the 4-4 machine?
All I've got is my turbo. I can go to time slot 2 on our repeater.
Okay. 86IGI.
W6BNS.
Look to your left.
W0WJB Dayton. Anyone in Los Angeles for a radio demo?
WA6MDJ Los Angeles.
Good afternoon, Ed. How you doing? We're just doing a demo to a fellow California native.
Okay, well, real good. I understand the weather's good back there. Got a little cloudy here, but otherwise it's still nice.
Okay, Ed. Well, thank you. Appreciate the demo. W0WJB Dayton.
Good. Be there next year. WA6MDJ.
DF2EZ Radio Germany calling.
DH6KAKU, DF7ATR.
DH6KAKU.
K6AH.
N7PWW, Dayton, Ohio.
W4PRP. 84IML, W4PRP. N4BIF, W4PRP.
N9NRS. WBNHMD, K9AM. WBNHMD, K9AM. WBNHMD. Jim, are you around at K9AM?
Yes, I am. I'm not too far from the site.
There's a fine-looking gentleman here that's willing to dicker a little bit with this HW9 combo.
All right, be there in 3-4 minutes.
Is that 3 minutes?
Tres y cuatro. Tres o cuatro.
A9VI for a quick demo. Anyone out there? Okay, thank you, Ron. Anyone else outside of Dayton listening?
WB90XL, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Thank you very much, A9VI.
And 6RBRALAX. I hear they have plumbing problems again at Dayton this year. Yeehaw.
What was that?
I see where they had, they've got major plumbing problems at the arena again, as usual, or as normal. Looks like they blew a major line in the back of the building. It was coming up out of the ground.
Yeah, I saw that. Be careful. I'm stepping it, literally.
Okay. That happens every year. Last time I went was in 95 and they were having problems. It ain't changed. N0FPE.
A9VI. N0MPE, copy November Niner, November Romeo Alpha.
This is N0FPE.
Hey, good afternoon. Name is Andy, Alpha November Delta Yankee. Sorry I got your call wrong. I was just over by where that pipe break is, and they're still, they're doing the cleanup right now, I guess. They're working on it.
Well, that's pretty standard for HERA. There's always some kind of plumbing problem every year. The place is just a pit and has been for 20 years.
Aren't we so nice? Alrighty, I'll let you go. I'm over here by the turbo booth, and they're just showing me some of the equipment. I got curious, so talk to you guys later. This system sounds nice. N9NRA out.
And 0FPE.
Hi, Dan. WY0B.
Hey, Jimbo. What's up?
Well, I'm just sitting here on Dayton. Where are you at?
I'm in Chandler, Arizona.
Pretty slick stuff, isn't it?
You know it. Like this. Beats the pants off of D-Star.
Well, I figured that. Anyway, now if you were here, I was going to do an eyeball with you, but as it is, and you're not here, I guess I'll say 73, and we'll maybe look for you later. N0FP 73, WY0B. We also got KF0G with us.
Oh, very good. You guys have fun up there. Nope, I'm down here in Toasty, Arizona. See you later. N0FP.
N0FP, N17WW.
N0FP?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what part of Chandler are you located in.
I'm in the northwest corner between Dobson and the 101 and Warner and Elliott.
Okay. I was just curious. I'm one of the system admins for that system you're working into, so I was curious to see what the coverage was in some of the places I hadn't been yet.
Yeah, I think we had a drop out there.
Radio probably I need on your end. Yeah, saying I'm one of the system admins for that site you're going into, so I was curious to see what the coverage was in places that I hadn't been yet.
Well, I'm using a XBR 6500 sitting here in the house, Northwest Chandler, right up in the corner.
Perfect. Well, welcome to our system. Hopefully we get some expansion on it here in Fort Chillon. N17WW at Dayton, Ohio.
Very good. The system works good, bud. Very good. See you later. And the RFE.
Daniel, what is it?
WBAHMD, K9AM. WBAHMD, K9AM.
N7TWW, WB9EXL.
Cocking, huh?
Now, I was on a few minutes ago. Somebody was looking for a demo, so I checked in. I've been kind of listening off and on between the portable and the base here.
Oh, good. Yeah, I thought I had heard you once earlier, but I wasn't in positive. I was half asleep sitting here. Temperature's great. No rain. A little warm. But you know where to hide to partake of the cervezas.
Well, very good. So any other bargains that you found while you were shopping? I mean, it's getting towards the end of the afternoon out that way.
Well, nothing that I would call extraordinary beyond what you got.
Yeah, right on that. Okay. Well, there's always next year, I guess. I guess we'll see what's there. Hopefully there's some more new toys out.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping the Turbo Group inside would have some inside information on the Seabridge, but there were things I saw that I thought was relevant other than the sales presentation.
Yeah, Raj. Well, I heard the guys that sell it are... It showed up there today in an earlier conversation that was going on. So maybe you'll stumble onto somebody that has more detail.
Yeah, I was hoping to see some inside presentation data on how that thing's configured and how they can use it. Right now it's just a spec sheet laying on the table along with some of the other aftermarket providers. So it's been pretty good as a whole, though. So We'll see what happens. I was in once, and they were out wandering around. We grabbed a picture earlier, and then they've been busy. It appears that they are grabbing new users, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, that'll probably mean we got to update the list again. Another time to the cable. Yeah, Greg was saying we were, I think it was over 600 when he loaded my portable up yesterday. So it's there's a few more being added here and there, so... It'll get interesting, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how they picked up from here, but I'm guessing it's at least 100 or so.
Were there dealers selling radios?
I've seen a few radios, but I don't know that I saw any dealers specifically. But on the other side of this, I wasn't looking either. It looks like maybe the FMID got me again. Yeah, so I didn't notice any dealers that I knew, but there was radios in the marketplace. WB90XL and 17WW.
Roger, catch you later. WB90XL.
Talk to you later. We haven't been able to talk to Jim. We thought Jim might pop up. We were talking bad about him earlier.
Yeah, he was going to go out to a mechanic friend that was going to do some welding so he can get a couple, three more radios in his Volkswagen. So I didn't talk to him this morning either. And I got home at 6, so that was 8 o'clock. It was too late for me to talk to him yesterday, so... Maybe I'll catch him in the morning. He's probably out tinkering right now. N7TWW, WB90XL.
Okay. Yeah, we talked to Mr. Ed P. this morning, and we were slamming Jim pretty heavy, and he never popped up then, so he must have still in bed or something. WB9XL N7TWW, Dayton Hamvention.
WA6MDJ and IH.
And IH WA6MDJ.
Well, Edward, I really missed you and the guys here, but the weather has been great, and I trust that things are great there. I will see you next weekend at TRW.
Are you going to go to skis on your way here or on your way back?
I do not. I will not be going back by car to Arizona. I'll be flying back.
Okay. Then when do you think your next trip out would be?
It'll be June 10th for my daughter's graduation.
No. But I mean, yeah, maybe next week, maybe I'll just give you mine, and next time you go through there yourself, you can drop it off, too.
I think that is a distinct possibility, my friend.
That will work. I'm in no big hurry, and I have plenty of radios to cover me.
I'll be in touch, and I'll see you next Saturday morning. WA6MDJ and IH.
Real good. Take care. And I'll be out here listening, too. WA6MDJ Los Angeles.
K9VI.
Hey, Mike. K9VI, K9QI.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much. Just got back from looking at some stuff and hanging out here. Programming up a couple of radios I found out here.
I think I'm going to leave, start packing up for 5 because there's always stragglers that come in and make it a little bit longer of a pack up.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, we're... I'm just looking at my genset here, and it's running 63 hertz, non-standard. Oh, well, I'll do some service on the generator before field day. Okay, we're going to start 5 o'clock. We start tearing down, and I think it's going to go pretty quick this year.
Yeah, so when are you leaving with the truck?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When are you leaving with the truck? Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, we tear everything down, get it all set to go, but we leave the trailer and truck here. We come back for a little bit in the morning and then take off.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is for the canopy. We have to get that back to Glenn. I got a cell phone number.
Okay, well, everything will be down. So, everything will be down. I just need to figure out how to get it to him. You can either get it tonight after 5 or tomorrow morning works too.
Okay, we'll just do it tomorrow morning. I'll give him a call.
Okay, we're not going to be here very long tomorrow morning. We go over and get our breakfast, and then we head back over here, pick up the truck. And we're around here for maybe half hour or so. We kind of walk the outside one more time and look around. So, and then we bail. A9VI, K9QI.
All right, almost makes sense to take it down now, and I'll try and find him tonight, and then we'll give it back to him tonight.
Yeah, okay. Well, 5 o'clock, we'll tear it down. I'm not going to drop the mask before that, though. We're still playing.
Okay, I just didn't want to, you know, be a situation where we can't get it down or get it to them in time, but we got a bunch of echoes, like 8 people with turbo radios here. All right, whatever works out. I'll probably be here till 10 or 11 tomorrow, and that's my plan.
Okay, well, if nothing else, we can take it down and then you can grab it. It's not very big, so you can grab it and take it with you. But whatever. A9VI, K9QI.
Okay, A9VI.
84 BPZ test.
WA2IWC.
Hey, John, did you get my message?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Howie. I'm so sorry I missed him. I was up and I had the phone down in my pocket, and I was talking to one of my neighbors outside at the time. So, geez, I'm sorry I missed him. I was hoping that he would, because I knew he was interested in Moto Turbo. I was hoping he'd come by to set up so I could say hello to him, but oh well, I missed him. What can you do?
My name you'll call. I know you see, WD2H, don't you know me? No problem. Yeah, he said he likes the Moto Turbo, but he said, hey, where he is, there's no Moto Turbo. So I said, hey, and then what about the tower, the stage? He said, it's not a good situation. You know, it's not a great site for UHF, but we talked. went back and forth. I was surprised. I said, where is this guy? And then I realized Dave was in, was down in Dayton at 2 a.m. So I said, hey, I said, do you want me to call him time? He said, all right, go ahead. So I called you. All right, maybe next time. Oh, you ain't too high. I know you see them when you need 20 stone, you know.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, very good. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Excuse me. I appreciate the call. Excuse me. What a beautiful day, man. Oh, God. I was out. Did we have a net today? I missed it. I was out getting a very, very late breakfast slash lunch.
Yeah, I was out also. Yeah, there was a net. I didn't run it. Mike89VI ran it. People checked it from all over from Germany. They had 32 check-ins. A lot of activity coming out of Dayton. I hope Motorola get some legs and really takes one because this is the catch me out.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. So I was surprised. I thought maybe they wouldn't have the net today, given all the business at Dayton and everything. But that's good. What happened to the Arizona repeater? Did they get disconnected from the network?
Which repeater was that again?
Arizona.
They're connected. Some guys are on it today. They're connected. Maybe they can't get off and on the network. I'm not sure. They're connected. They were in there. There's a couple of guys. I heard a guy from Washington State. So I don't know. I don't know if he's getting in from Arizona. I doubt it. I think Washington State has a repeater now also.
Holy mackerel. Pretty soon we'll get Bill Gates on here.
Bill Gates. I think Motorola microprocessor, I don't know if they still make it. I think that runs Linux or Unix. All right. Oh, if you remember the 6502, I think was a Motorola chip. All right. How was that? It was actually very nice outside.
Yeah, lovely day. Lovely day. I went to the restaurant around the corner so I could have breakfast outside. But they had a table right inside the restaurant, right by the front of it there, and they had the whole big window open. So it was nice. Had a nice omelet. So that was good. Beautiful day. All right. Nothing much else, I guess. So you take it easy. I'll catch you later, all that good stuff. And I guess, does Dayton wrap up today, or does it finish tomorrow?
Technically, it ends on Sunday at about 12, 1 o'clock. A lot of guys leave. A lot of guys leave today. I think the Motorola guys will be there today. And they got a booth inside the arena. And they said it was very warm, so they've had some good weather. Maybe next year I'll go. I haven't been there since 94. I used to go during the 80s and the 90s. Maybe I'll go next year. We'll see. All right, John, let me put the radio down. Some other people want to use the network. They've been, throughout the day, they've been doing a lot of demos, asking for people around the country to check in, to show them. So they have an active display, and they're really pushing the modal terminal, showing the attributes. Now, one good thing at Dayton, a lot of the commercial guys come. So a lot of guys didn't even know that PMR was being used in the ham world. This is good in getting a lot of exposure. Okay, let me go down. I'll speak to you later. WHYWC, WDTH, WW.
Oh, yeah, if there's any place you're going to get a lot of exposure, it's Dayton, that's for sure. And I know they have, usually they have speakers, you know, sessions with speakers from the FCC and speakers from the ARRL, et cetera. And I wonder if the Moto Turbo issue was addressed at all. But oh well. All right, buddy. I'll catch you later. Let you relax there. WB2HWWW2HCQR.
Okay. WB2HWW.
N3NCR from N2NAR.
Come in, unit, and this is N3NCR in beautiful Dayton, Ohio, where it smells like teen spirit.
Smells like what?
Smells like teen spirit. Where are we, Hawkins?
Yeah, it smells like Jersey. All right. Just wanted to do a test. I'm all good to go, and on the way back. N2NAR.
N-2-N-A-R. K-6-E-H. Hey, Mike, yeah, listen. I want you to ker-chunk, just key up.
N-2-N-A-R testing.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Just verifying your ID and the system here.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
No problem. Now everyone's looking at you on the screen. Thanks. Bye.
N-6-E-H at 9-H.
KD4-VPZ, W4-YP, J-E-R-F.
N3-NCR, K2-XTS.
N3-NCR.
Can you go time slot 2?
Switching.
N-I-8-H, you're on, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, are you missing the accessory cover on the side of your radio?
Yes, I am.
And where is right here? Where are you at?
I'm in the parking lot, getting ready to pull out.
Okay. Where are you going to be later? You going to meet up with anyone? Do I know?
Stand by just a second.
Sure thing.
Okay, Paul. How about you hold on to it? I'll just get it next weekend at TRW if you're going to be there. If not, if you see Ray, give it to Ray, and I'll get it from Ray.
Okay, will do. Sorry about that. Thanks. K6 echoes.
K2XTS back.
And I think it's clear. Go ahead.
AA9VI. K9SA.
AA9VI.
Yeah, are you going to be headed back this way pretty soon, or what?
Yeah, give me about 5 minutes or so. I'm walking right in.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
Get out shortly after 5. No problem. AA9VI.
All right, K9SA.
Thank you, everybody, for another wonderful Dayton. In 30 seconds, full systems will be going down. If you got anything else to say, say it now, or save it for later.
Thank you, guys. K2XCS.
Got something to say? N3NCR to KB3NZE. KB3NZE, come back.
Hey, I'm walking right over there. KB3NZE.
Okay, guys. System coming down. K9QI.
N7MK, Dayton, Ohio, Hamvention.
7MK, WB90XL.
Hey, what's going on?
So how's the bargain hunting?
Oh, looks like things are winding down pretty rapidly here.
So do they have any events going on tonight? Yeah, Raj. Well, at least you got good weather. I can't beat that. So would have been nice to have been there, but I guess it was a little warm too, huh? I don't know if you transmitted the repeater keyed out, but there was no audio.
KF6WEY, testing 12345-54321, test. KF6WEY. This is KF6WEY, Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, monitoring.